Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great week, a great season, frankly, if you happen to be a partisan Republican. Why? Because there are so many articles about the desperation of Democrats who have just about given up their ability to hold on to the House, and now we're feeling more and more as if they are likely to lose the Senate. Part of that depends on how primary challenges turn out. It depends upon finding a credible candidate who I don't think is going to be a TV physician reality show star in Pennsylvania. And part of it is going to be, well, how things develop for the Biden administration. But with the Biden administration bungling and bumbling so badly with so many different issues and people being convinced that the Democrats are incompetent, this is a time where they clearly need some basis for running. There's several articles talking about Amy Klobuchar, who's one of the leaders in the Democratic bid to hold the Senate, and that means for them holding every single incumbent Democratic seat, including some of those Senate seats in which the incumbent isn't running, and or if they lose one, they have to win one against incumbent Republicans, and most incumbent Republicans look fairly solid, or the seats where Republicans are currently holding a seat in the U.S. Senate. With all of that, it may be a great time to examine why is it that Republicans are happier than Democrats. And there's a piece in the New York Times that's extraordinarily interesting, and I think it's very relevant to this situation that we're looking at. The title of the piece is How Liberals Can Be Happier. And it's by three academics, one of whom I know. Brad Wilcox is the director of the National Marriage Project at University of Virginia, and a senior fellow at the Institute for Family Studies. Hal Boyd is the executive editor of Deseret News National and a fellow at the Wheatley Institution. And Wendy Wang is the research director of the Institute for Family Studies. So they all combined in this piece that is the lead column in the New York Times. And it starts out by making an obvious seasonal reference. It says, for many of us, the holidays offer a time of reflection. We look back at the year that's passed and ahead to the year to come. Some ask a simple question. Am I happy? And it's a puzzling but well-established finding that that's a more difficult question for liberals than for conservatives. It's a puzzling but well-established finding, as they put it. Conservatives are far more likely than liberals to report that they are happy. But why are conservatives more likely to say they're happy? Well, they talk about what has become a fairly common scholarly explanation, which is that conservatives are much more comfortable looking at reality and seeing it in a positive light. Because some people say, well, conservatives just have more success, for instance. It's part of the success that makes you a conservative that also makes you happy. What they write is they say some scholars believe that happiness, the happiness gap between conservatives and liberals, is driven by differences in how liberals and conservatives think about politics and inequality. For example, John Jost and Jamie Napier, two psychiatrists at New York University, have written that, quote, the rationalization of inequality, a core component of conservative ideology, helps to explain why conservatives are on average happier than liberals. In other words, happiness is a function of legitimating the world as it is. Conservatives are happy because they're fine with the status quo. Liberals are unhappy because they're not. But Arthur Brooks, our friend over at Harvard, says, no, it's deeper than that. And you can see that because, for instance, the amount of money that people have or people earn does not have that direct an impact on happiness. It does if you're desperately poor, if you don't know where the next meal or the next insurance premium or the next tax payment is coming from. If you're under stress, that of course affects your happiness. But the idea that somebody who's earning $100,000 a year is going to be automatically happier than someone who's earning $50,000, that's not true. Arthur Brooks told these researchers for this article that a lot of our happiness is out of our control, based on genetics and circumstances, but some of it we can control. It requires we invest in four things each day. Those four things, he said, are... Well, you can figure it out. I mean, those of you who are listening to me right now, at least three of the four, it seems to me, would be fairly obvious. Number one, family. Number two, faith. Number three, friends and work in which we earn our success and serve others. The liberal-conservative happiness gap, then, may not be primarily about political ideology, but rather connections to our country's three core institutions. Self-identified liberals are less likely than conservatives on average to be tied to family, to faith, or community, meaning that friends idea. Now, the differences between liberals and conservatives have gotten larger and larger, and they're shockingly big right now. Our research, write Wilcox, Boyd, and Wang, our research supports that view. In a recent YouGov survey for the Institute for Family Studies and the Wheatley Institution, we found a 14 percentage point difference between liberals and conservatives in the share who are married. A minority, 41% of liberals are married versus a majority, 55% of conservatives. And there's a full 26-point difference in religious attendance between those two groups. 18% of liberals said they could be found in a church, temple, synagogue, or mosque at least once a month, compared to 44% of conservatives. So conservatives are twice as likely to be members of a church or regularly attending a church or synagogue once a month or more. Appropriate to remember the first day of Hanukkah with Christmas coming up. And what does that mean? Well, that's one of those four crucial elements, components of happiness that Arthur Brooks talks about. And it also provides friends. Now, this goes along, there's a twist to this that I think is fascinating and really raises some profound political questions that go beyond who's going to be the next Democratic nominee for president. And no, it won't be Joe Biden, and no, it won't be Kamala Harris. This is a profound question, which we will get to in just a moment. Here on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776. If you're going to talk about your own formula for happiness.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If anybody needed any reminder, it is the Christmas season. It is the holiday of Hanukkah. Today is actually the first day of Hanukkah. which is a joyous Jewish holiday. I couldn't believe it. I was even thinking about trying to get the author of the article on. This is just a moment about Hanukkah and about the whole issue of happiness. There was a piece in the Washington Post about, it was shocking. It was about some of the dark themes of Hanukkah. And basically this was based upon the author of the article saying accurately that what Hanukkah was about Jews who were fervent in their religious commitment, who wanted to abide by the Torah, who wanted to lead a Jewish life and follow Jewish laws, having a military victory primarily over Jews who were assimilationist, who wanted to worship Greek gods and goddesses and wanted to take on Greek culture. And the idea that the less powerful side here, at least assumed to be, the people who are fervently religious having a victory, they see this as a dark theme of Hanukkah. I don't think even Jews today who may not be very scrupulously religious or anything, you understand that keeping this entire faith alive for another 2,000 years, 2,000 plus years actually, after the events of the Hanukkah story, that's a pretty amazing thing and something worth celebrating. And it's not mournful and downcast. I mean, this is like that stupid inclination that people have that Thanksgiving should be a day of mourning. Oh, why? Well, because America got started, and look what a terrible impact America has had on the world. Nonsense! The story of Hanukkah means that the Jewish people still exist as a people based upon a religious faith. And I guess if you're a neo-Nazi or a very, very determined secularist, maybe that is a dark theme. In any event, I don't consider it such. And that brings us back to this fascinating piece in the New York Times on how liberals can be happier. And it becomes a big issue this time of year because people do expect that, sure, the Christmas season, which commemorates, one could say, the most significant birthday in, according to the Christian story, in all of human history, yeah, it's something worth celebrating and feeling happy about. But why is it that people on the right who are involved in family, child rearing, community activities, friendships, and childbearing and child rearing, that they would have a more likelihood of feeling happiness? Is it that these things produce happiness, or is it that people who are happy are more likely to, in fact, be married, stay married, produce children? In a separate study of conservative-liberal happiness gap, this group of psychologists noted, and this is amazing, that liberals have become notably less happy over the last several decades. But this decline is associated not with declining income, not with declining status. Why is it that liberals would be less happy over the last decade? They had two terms, plenty of liberal government. They had two terms of Barack Obama. They had two terms of Bill Clinton, and right now, and one who wants to be the second coming of FDR. all on behalf of change. No, what these psychologists, whose names are Schlenker, Chambers, and Lee, what they have found is that liberal disengagement from family and faith and increasing secularism is the heart of the change. Liberals have become less happy over the last several decades, but this decline is associated with increasingly secular attitudes and actions, e.g., less religiosity, less likelihood of being married, and perhaps lessened belief in personal agency. In other words, that you control yourself. And this is the big insight, it seems to me, is that part of liberalism, and you see this in the battles within the Democratic Party, part of liberalism is this belief that you can only achieve happiness, you can only achieve satisfaction, you can only do what you're supposed to do if you change these massive systems. If you end up spending, what is it, $4.5 trillion with the various spending programs that Biden's gotten through Congress. I mean, it's just incredible. And in our survey, say the scholars who did this piece in the New York Times, Wilcox, Boyd, and Wang, in our survey, we found a modest gap between conservatives and liberals age 18 to 55 in being very happy, with 22% of conservatives reporting they are very happy compared to only 17% of liberals. Conservatives are also more likely to say they are pretty happy. This gap is not explained by socioeconomic differences in income, in race, age, and gender between the two groups. But once we control for marriage, for parenthood, family satisfaction, religious attendance, and community satisfaction, the ideological gap in happiness disappears. In other words, what they're saying is that people who tend to be happy are the people who are married, who are raising a family, who are involved in community, that those are clues for happiness, and that frankly, it is could be those clues for happiness that actually produce the affiliation that they're talking about. So how do they answer the question, how do liberals get to be happier? By building a new light rail system? Usually not so much. We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking with CEOs and other business leaders about supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. During a White House photo op, Biden saying he's very pleased about the cooperation between business and labor in dealing with supply chain bottlenecks at U.S. ports.
I want to hear from each of you about what you're seeing this holiday season. how well prepared are you to and have products you need on your shelves, and know how you've innovated and hired to overcome these supply chain challenges.
Biden also calling the new Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern but not panic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the lights will stay on this winter in Texas following a near collapse of the state's electrical system last February. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, I think I looked out the window just a little while ago. There's a little bit of sunshine. So that's, I mean, I know that that's not as traditional as that. Those Brits up in Yorkshire who got snowed in for 3 days in a pub. And we got some free food and drink and helped to wash the dishes and things like that. But, okay, they had snow early in Yorkshire and Britain. But, look, the idea that there's sunshine here, even in late November, that's a good thing. And that's looking on the bright side. And the basic point about this liberal-conservative gap is that... It may be not that happiness produces a more conservative point of view. It could be at the very core of it that conservatism provides a happier point of view. And part of it is that what liberalism is about, and this is now not from this analysis in the New York Times by the three sociologists, this is me, which is that the nature of liberalism, and you can see it every time Bernie Sanders opens his mouth. You can see it every time that Kamala Harris opens her mouth. With Biden, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. But with those folks, and certainly with the members of the squad, there's just a constant indictment of the world and of society and of how terrible things are without a recognition. I mean, one of the things that we do on Thanksgiving is, a lot of people do this, but we go around the table, and we didn't have a huge crowd. We had with kids, 16, 17 people, something like that. And you go around the table and you ask people, what are you grateful for other than the obvious things about your family and your health and things like that. And it's interesting and fun, and some people say amazing things. And but the point being that the idea of looking at the world and seeing how beautiful it is a way of obviously influencing and building your happiness. If you are trained to look at the world and see how unperfect it is and how much work we have to do in changing the world rather than expressing your gratitude for it, well, that's basically it's a mechanism for feeling miserable and for basically feeling an obligation to change things fundamentally. And it's not so easy to change things fundamentally. And it seems to me that one of the things my wife and I wrote about, Diane and I did a book years ago called Saving Childhood, Protecting Our Children from the National Assault on Innocence. And one of the fundamentals of childhood and of a happy childhood, and all the psychologists and all the books on childhood agree with this, is a feeling of security. In other words, it's not how much comfort you have, and it's why there are so many children, sometimes very wealthy homes, who can be very uncomfortable if their parents are having a troubled marriage or they're wild and unreliable. And it doesn't matter how many comforts you have, how many toys, how many goodies you have. What matters is kids, if you know kids at all, and at this stage of my life, I feel like I do, actually seeing it again with grandchildren this time around. Kids like the idea of predictability. One of the greatest things for a child is security. It's one of the reasons, and this was the way it was with me, it was the way it was with my son, Danny. Our daughter's not so much, but Danny basically would eat the same damn thing every single meal. And I mean breakfast, lunch, dinner, pasta. That's what Danny likes. And the kids like predictability. You're not going to find a kid who says, oh, you know, today I'd like to have vegan Thai. And next time I'd like to have Cajun. Kids don't like that. They like the same. They like going to bed in the same bed. They don't like moving. Have you noticed that? I was furious with my parents when they did the unthinkable thing of moving from San Diego to Los Angeles when I was in going into 11th grade. You know, you're going through so much change when you're a child. In fact, you're going through so much change when you're an adult. It's stability. It's reliability. It's knowing what to expect. That basically makes your life possible. And sure, it can be exciting to go to travel, to see new things, to try new things. But the basic idea of family, of security, of community, of religiosity, of religious ritual, following the same rituals, knowing what to expect. One of the secrets of happiness for children and for adults. And one of the things that they say in conclusion of this thing of about how liberals can be happier, they cannot lose sight, they write, of this paradox. Individual happiness is more likely to be found not by directly pursuing it, but by embracing social institutions that call on us to focus first on the welfare of others. And focusing on the welfare of others generally involves what you do for them. to make you feel better at the same time, not relying on the government to take care of it. And speaking of the idea of government taking care of it, there's a gigantic series of articles about the Hawaii light rail, because they're now trying to grab for Honolulu. It's a Honolulu area rapid transit heart. They're not finished. They were supposed to be finished by now. They started in 2006. Okay, 2006 to now is 15 years. Do you know how much they've spent? There, it's a 20-mile system. And it's from Pearl Harbor and then into town. And I think it goes out, in any event, it's 20 miles, which is a big chunk of the island. But it cost $200 million per mile so far. And being constructed between 2006 and 2022, we're about to go into, it was supposed to cost $4 billion, which is huge. That's even more than the Seattle Light Rail. It's now up to $12.4 billion. $12.4 billion, and it's literally three times the amount, three times over budget. And what else? It's going to be done, they estimate now, in 2033. Which is, just think about it for a moment. Just think about it. You're talking about years and years and years to build a train. This is not a, this is a passport to bankruptcy, not a passport to happiness. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
MedVed.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Faith and Freedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. If you tuned into the show yesterday, you heard part of our history program on Abraham Lincoln, which was called The Real Lincoln, and introduced parts of the 16th president that you may not have heard about before. And then, of course, we had a special on Thanksgiving Day about the real history of Thanksgiving. Now, there are scores, about 47, actually a little bit more, shows like that, that are available for free for MedHead Plus members. You not only for 22 cents a day get access to this show every day in a commercial-free version. You can single out any portions of the show you want to hear. It's all downloadable and ready to go for free. And the 22 cents a day also provides you access to any of the download history programs that we have. You should streaming, and you should be able to stream all of them. Go to our website at michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com, and you can see the different titles and different subjects that we cover. There's one subject here for the holiday season. Nothing says the holiday like Salvation Army. And it's a wonderful organization. I'm a big supporter of Salvation Army, and I'm sorry that they stepped into this. But unfortunately, even they were influenced by wokeness, because they issued a guide that was aimed specifically to white Americans and urge them to apologize to people of color. The guide published by Salvation Army was called Let's Talk About Racism. It was actually released last April and created by the Salvation Army International Social Justice Commission. It is meant to provide internal dialogue on the issue of racism among the members of the Salvation Army. While many Salvationists have acted firmly and courageously against racism, the Salvation Army acknowledges with regret that salvationists have sometimes shared in the sins of racism and conformed to economic, organizational, and social pressures that perpetuate racism, the guide states. I don't think they ever enumerate how the Salvation Army, which has done so much good for so many people, ever participated in that kind of racist activity. The guide's introduction states that Christians need to evaluate racial attitudes and practices, and the guide asks salvationists to apologize for their racism, stating it is necessary if we want to move toward racial reconciliation. Additionally, the guide says a white culture has challenges it needs to overcome, including denial of racism, defensiveness about race, and states that white Americans need to stop trying to be colorblind. Stop trying to be colorblind, the guide says. While this might sound helpful, it actually ignores the God-given differences we all possess, as well as the beautiful cultures of our black and brown brothers and sisters. Instead of trying to be colorblind, try seeing the beauty in our differences and welcome them into your homes, churches, and workplaces. Look, this idea of being color-centric as opposed to being colorblind, it's a disaster. By the way, the Salvation Army has apologized for this guide and withdrawn it, which is appropriate. But when all of a sudden this intrudes on a season of a peace on earth, goodwill toward men, or as it's perhaps better translated, peace on earth to men of goodwill. The whole idea that you need to emphasize color and that that is going to enhance peace and enhance understanding is sad. I'll tell you something that enhances understanding sometimes is creativity and the idea of being able to do something. I was talking about this with my daughter, who was home for Thanksgiving for a while, who is a tremendous fan of theater, musical theater. She's actually been in numerous performances herself. She's a teacher. But she was a great fan, as was I, of the late Stephen Sondheim, who died on Friday. And it's actually one of those things that he created such a range of musicals. I know I was not a great fan of Sweeney Todd, though that's one of them. I was a great fan of Pacific Overtures, Into the Woods. A funny thing happened to me on the way to the Forum. West Side Story, which is coming out in music form, he wrote that when he was 27. He wrote the lyrics to all those wonderful songs in West Side Story. And he's 91 years old and just completely devoted to his work. And it was interesting because we were talking before about the importance of marriage for happiness, which is so profound. This is from a pretty darn good movie, which actually makes you happy by letting you share some painful experiences. A movie which is called The Story of Marriage, actually Marriage Story. And in that movie, Adam Driver sings at one point, very dramatic point, as his own marriage is breaking up, the song Being Alive from the musical, which is about a whole series of couples trying to help a single guy. The musical is called Company. And Adam Driver singing that song sounds like this.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive, being alive. Somebody need me too much, Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive.
Okay, Adam Driver is in two of the better movies of the year. And one of them is The Last Duel. The other one is the one we're going to talk about right now, which is actually an all-star cast. It's about an all-star fashion company, House of Gucci. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
For centuries, the Gucci family ran one of the most prestigious fashion businesses in the world. But they ran into trouble when young heir Adam Driver married an ambitious, possibly gold-digging outsider played by Lady Gaga in the star-studded true story House of Gucci, now playing in theaters.
You picked a real firecracker.
She's a handful.
Father, son, and House of Gucci.
Running more than 2.5 hours long, and based on a best-selling book that details corporate shenanigans and murder, this saga from master director Ridley Scott is carried by expert performances by Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, and an unrecognizable Jared Leto as a goofball cousin who provides comic relief. It's fun watching all the indulgence and corruption, but the underlying message that the rich and the glamorous also lead difficult lives seems banal and predictable. Rated R for some conspicuously graphic sex scenes and fleeting violence. 2.5 stunts, 2 stars for the elegant, if imperfect, House of Gucci. And no, Stephen Sondheim in that particular movie. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a very strange regulation requiring that you have to be fully vaxxed before you die. Which sounds like it might be tough to enforce. There's also a new study that shows very good news for coffee drinkers. If you drink the right number of cups a day, it can significantly reduce or retard your chances of dementia. And a study shows the opposite about a very popular pastime for people on the left. Something that can cause real damage to pregnant women. What is it? We'll let you know. And much more. Next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.